Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Yeah, Bob. What do I do?
Let's see. I know. You play the guitar.
Bob, I don't have any hands.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay. Well, you play this.
I don't want to play that. It'll look silly.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
It's for the kids.
Oh, okay. But they better not laugh.
All right. Better get on out there.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle.
Have we got a show for you?
Magic Tales, 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 Magic Tales.
Broccoli, celery, gotta be
Magic Tales.
Kids, and welcome to Veggie Tales. I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm Larry the Cucumber.
And we're here Is something wrong, Larry?
I'm fine, Bob.
You don't look fine. Oh, what's that behind your back?
Nothing.
No, there's something behind your back, Larry. What's going on here?
Oh, Bob, I'm in big trouble. See this?
It's a, aardvark.
It's an aardvark, Bob. You know my dad?
The astronaut?
Yeah, the astronaut. He loves aardvarks, Bob. Just loves them. Have you ever been to Shipshawana?
In Indiana? The Amish community?
That's the one. It's full of craft shows. They're crazy about them.
What's that have to do with the aardvark?
My dad went to Shipshawana, Bob, and he bought this aardvark kit. Spent 3 weeks putting it together. He loves this aardvark. You pull his tail and his tongue shoots out and picks stuff up. Because of Velcro, that's why.
And the problem?
I broke it, Bob. I wanted to see how many times he could shoot his tongue out in a minute. I was up to 48 when this happened.
Oh, dear. Oh, what did your dad say?
He doesn't know. And I can't tell him. He loves this aardvark, Bob. And I'm afraid he won't love me anymore. I can't go back home. I just can't go back home.
Whew. Wow. You know, that reminds me of a letter we just got.
How did I know you were going to say that?
It is our 27th show. Let's see, it was from Felix Rosenwinkel of Grinnell, Iowa. Now, Felix says he knows God doesn't want us to steal, but he's been stealing stuff anyway. He feels real bad about it now, but he doesn't think he can ever go back to church. He doesn't think God likes him anymore.
Oh, Felix, that's even worse than breaking your dad's aardvark. What's he gonna do, Bob? What's he gonna do?
He's gonna listen to the story of the prodigal son.
Oh, I heard of that. But that's real short. We've got a whole DVD to fill.
It isn't short if you tell it like this. Felix, it's time to pay a visit to the Wizard of Oz.
Ooh, can he fix my aardvark?
Roll the film.
Dad?
Not now, Darby. Miss Poopsie is thirsty.
But I
Here, Miss Poopsie, drink up. Don't get jealous, Francine. You're next.
How's the floss?
It's almost ripe.
Great! Hey, have you seen my dad? I want to show him.
Now, Dobby. I gotta get old Bessie ready to bring in the floss. We're gonna have a bumper crop. If we can bring it in on time.
And don't forget to check on that row of bandages.
Dad! Dad!
Oh, Darby. What is it?
Look at this, Dad.
The land of Haas?
Yeah, it's an amusement park that Bobby Bernard went to when he visited his cousins last week. Bobby said that they had this roller coaster that goes upside down, and even one of those bouncy castles where you jump around and you knock your heads together till you pass out!
Wow, that sounds like quite a place. But it's very far away. I'm afraid we just don't have the money this year to...
No, I've got it all figured out, Dad. We got the piggy bank, right? You said the money you're putting in it is for me.
Now, son, that's for your college. For your future. I don't want you throwing it away on...
It's not fair.
Hey, come give me a hand.
You said it was my money.
It's ready. The floss is ready. We can pick it now, I think.
Fire up, old Bessie. The floss is ready.
All right. Oh, Bessie.
Can you fix it?
They don't even make parts for her anymore.
What about the floss?
We'll have to bring it in by hand.
But that'll take too long. 12-hour days for every hand we got.
But the land of Haas.
Darby, son, I'm sorry. Maybe next year.
The bouncy thingy.
I'm sorry, Darby, but we're farmers. The crops have to come first.
It's not fair. Why don't I get to do what I want to do? I'm done with this lousy farm.
It's been a long day. Go home to your families. We've got a lot of work to do tomorrow.
Pick the floss. Pick the floss. Man, I never get to do anything I want to do.
I know what you're thinking. You're wishing you could be somewhere else. Somewhere over the rainbow. I was just like you once. I wanted to go...
Over the rainbow? How would I go over a rainbow? It's water droplets refracting sunlight.
Well, I just meant...
No, the place I want to go is beyond the barn.
Come again?
Beyond the barn, across Kansas, and all the way to the land of Haas.
Right. Well, remember how much your dad loves you, Darby. You really are a lucky kid.
How can I be lucky if I'm missing out on all the fun? Life should be a party, but the hot dog's fallen from my bun. Somewhere beyond the barn, far from this lousy farm, I'll find my happiness. I'll do what I like. What is it, boy? Tutu, stop that barking! Oh, hi, Bobby.
Hey, Dobby. I told you your dad wouldn't let you go.
He will too let me go, just not this year, because of the floss.
Of course not. He don't want you to have fun.
That's not true. He loves me very much.
Listen, kid, love has its limit. Do what you want to do. Do something he don't like, then see how far his love goes. It's now or never, Pipsqueak. Get wise, get some money, and go have some fun.
Done this a long time ago, Tutu. Now we'll do what we want to do. Some storm! What is it, boy? Tornado? Uh-oh. Tutu, what are you supposed to do if you're caught outside by a tornado? Tutu, get out of that ditch and help me remember. What do? You go inside. Come on, Tutu. In here, Tutu. We're inside. Is it over? Hey, look, a telephone pole going down. Now, why would a telephone pole be going down? Unless we were going up. Whoa! Hang on, Tutu. Tutu, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Oh my, what do you suppose that is? Hello?
You have freed us!
I what?
You broke the monster with your little art from the sky!
I don't understand. Huh?
If only she were here! She would explain! Look, it is she!
What? There!
Bye, Mom! She'll explain everything!
Is there a beautiful fairy inside that big round ball?
No, a beautiful fairy is that big round ball. Oops. I am Splendor the Sweet, but non-fattening fairy. These cute little creatures are the Munchies, and you are in Munchyland.
Munchyland?
Me, care for a snack?
No, thank you. The Munchies think you fell from heaven in your shiny hut. But I know the truth. It is a starship that brought you across the galaxy to save these sweet ones from the evil Munchie Muncher.
A star what? The Munchie who?
But now you and your starship have destroyed it, and you are their hero.
Ma'am, it's not a starship. It's an old trailer.
Yes, love. Come out, little Munchies, and meet the brave sailor who sailed across the stars in his rocket ship trailer.
It's just a plain old trailer.
He crossed the white sky, past the moons by the Muncher, to
save my
friends from that nasty old Muncher.
We thank you, sir.
We thank you, sir.
For saving our good friends, who would have met the most unpleasant...
Most unpleasant end.
Had you not happened by in your trailer from the sky, a song about your exploits
will be penned.
That means written.
Mm-hmm.
What is your name?
Darby.
Darby. Can you think of anything that rhymes with Darby?
Ferby?
Got any other names?
Nope. Just Darby.
We'll make the most of it. His name is Darby, and he's our hero.
I like my Barbie, but I'm no weirdo.
Like Dana Carvey, Robert De Niro. His name is Darby, and he's our hero. His name is Darby, and he's our hero. I like my Barbie, but I'm no weirdo. Like Dana Carvey, Robert De Niro. His name is Darby, and he's our hero. He spent the cross in morning sky and pokes him on cherry in the eye. So lift him up and toss him high. Strike up the band, Darby Darby.
Who destroyed my Munchie Muncher? Huh? Who was it?
He smacked across the morning sky and pokes the muncher in the eye. So lift him up and toss him high.
Shh! Cut it out!
Knock it out! Darby's our man!
Oh, it was you, was it?
Do I know you?
You're gonna pay for this, and your little dog, too. Enough with the smoke!
Oh, you have nothing to worry about. If he shows up again, you can just drop your starship on him.
Right. In the meantime, are you hungry?
We've got grease balls,
cheese meats,
toodaloots.
Thanks, but I'm not very hungry. You see, I'm trying to get here.
The land of Oz, delightful.
Do you know how to get there?
Oh, yes. You'll need Yellow.
Yellow?
Mm-hmm. Let's see if he's home. Yellow!
Yellow?
Yellow.
Yes, Yellow McToad. He's very old, but he will lead you to the land of Oz.
So all I have to do is...
Follow old Yellow McToad! Follow old Yellow McToad!
Follow old Yellow McToad!
Follow old Yellow McToad!
You guys are kind of freaking me out.
Look, there he goes!
Follow old Yellow McToad, happily hopping his way down the road. Follow old Yellow McToad, down to the land of Oz. Follow old Yellow McToad, he'll never stop once he lives in the hood. Follow old Yellow McToad, down to the land of Oz. Follow old Yellow McToad, corn will be planted and hay will be mowed. Follow old Yellow McToad, down to the land of Oz.
Yellow.
Hey, you.
Huh? Who said that?
Got any comic books?
Who is it?
Game Boy, iPod, Blender, Magnetic Chess, Pocket Scrabble.
Talking candy corn? No, wait. The Scarecrow?
Yeah, it's me, the Scarecrow. Any magazines other than Farm Digest or Bird Fancy?
What seems to be the problem?
The problem, as you can see, is that I am stuck on a pole with nothing to do.
Well, you are a scarecrow.
I'm a bag on a stick. I keep waiting for a train to come by and grab me with a hook.
So you're a little bored?
I'm bored out of my brains. I left home to have some fun, and somehow I got a little hung up. I'd rather be anywhere but here.
Oh, well, I gotta keep going. We're following a toad, and I don't know how to get him to stop.
A toad?
It's a long story. We're going to the land of Oz.
The land of Oz? The funnest place on Earth? I've always wanted to go there, and they got that ride that spins you around, and you stick to the wall, and then the bottom drops out. I love that!
You could come with us!
Yeah, but that place isn't cheap. And we scarecrows don't carry a lot of cash.
I could pay for you. I've got plenty of money.
You are my new best friend. Can you help me down?
Sure.
Hold still.
Let's see the wizard. Follow that toad.
It's time to see the wizard, the whimsical wizard of Oz. With boots and rides and games galore, you'll have some fun. You want some more? It's time to see the wizard, the whimsical wizard of Oz.
Ow.
Scarecrow, are you all right?
I ran into a metal wall.
You ran into a metal man. Make that tin.
Watch where you're going.
I don't think that he was going anywhere. He's rusted.
Tin man.
Rusted.
Oh, look, Tin.
What? Boil spam? He wants us to boil some spam. I've heard about guys like this.
Oil can.
Boil your own spam.
Oil can. He needs his oil can.
Oh, oil can. Right. That makes sense.
Thank you. That's much better.
You were really stuck.
Yeah, what's the scoop, Rusty boy?
I'm not a boy anymore. Pa says I'm a man. That's why I left home, to seek adventure and roller coasters.
Doesn't look like it's going so good.
Oh, it was going fine, but after a half an hour, the walking part got old. After an hour, I was bored to tears.
Hence the rusting?
Yep.
Well, now that you're moving again, I guess you can go back home.
Oh, no. I must seek adventure.
Have you considered a career in telemarketing?
No. It's roller coasters I'm looking for.
We're going someplace with roller coasters? The land of Oz!
Hope you brought some money, because fun has a price.
The tinsmith forgot to give me pockets.
I have enough money to pay for all three of us.
You mean it?
Sure I do.
Woohoo! Well, what are we waiting for?
It's time to see the wizard, the whimsical wizard of Oz. With your eyes and wings galore, you'll have some fun, you'll want some more. It's time to see the wizard, the whimsical wizard of Oz.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Today, Larry and Bob are on a photo safari, hot on the trail of a monkey. Or an ape. We don't know which, hence the song.
If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. Even if it has a monkey kind of shape. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey.
Let's see if we can catch it on the tape.
You can very plainly see if it's a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
Look, there it goes, there it goes. I don't know. I can't tell if it's a monkey or an ape.
It's very simple, Bob. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
Larry, I'm not so sure.
Ooga booga, isn't that a monkey?
Ooga booga, maybe it's an ape.
If it's a nickel or a salad or a pillow, if it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
If it doesn't have a tail...
Not a monkey.
Are you sure that's what you really mean to say? A camera has no tail.
It's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
I think there's something wrong with your logic, Larry.
Well, Bob, the lady at the zoo said it, and who am I to tell her that she's wrong? If there's a tail, it's a monkey. No tail, ape. It's easy.
But, Larry, a kite has a tail.
Then it's a monkey.
A comet has a tail.
It's a monkey.
A bubble doesn't.
Then it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey.
It's an ape?
Exactly. I knew you'd catch on.
Larry, we might need to talk about this. I don't think the lady at the zoo meant...
Look, there it goes, in the trees. Follow me. It's gotta be a monkey or an ape. I can't believe it's true. All this time I've searched for you. Snap the picture. Take the shot. We're among the lucky few. We finally did it. Photographer, we've discovered what we're after. Let me look. Is it an ape?
Larry, this is a disaster.
It's a monkey.
Larry, that's a cow.
That was exhilarating. Let's find more. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. Even if it has a monkey kind of shape. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
This has been Silly Songs with Larry. Tune in next time to hear Bob say...
Larry, you don't have a tail.
I don't?
Nope, and neither do I.
I wouldn't be so sure about that, Bob.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing.
So, kid, where are you from?
Kansas.
No kidding. I have a cousin in Kansas.
Oh, hey, me too. He looks just like me, minus the straw.
How about that?
Yeah, what are the odds?
So, what color is this toad again?
You mean Yellow McToad?
Yeah, Yellow McToad. What color is he?
Yellow. He's yellow.
Oh, like his name. Clever.
Is there anything really dangerous in these woods?
A friend of mine was in these woods, and he says he saw a fella from Toledo.
You mean an Ohioan?
Yep.
Well, my uncle says he saw one of those guys who play that little flute in the army.
A fifer?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Not to make matters worse, but I met a fella who knew a guy who says he saw a mommy horse. Ohioans.
And fifers.
And mares.
Oh, my.
Ohioans.
And fifers.
And mares.
Oh, my.
Ohioans and fifers 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 and...
Is it Ohioan?
What? No, that's lion.
Oh, lion. Lion?
Stop. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just hungry.
A hungry lion?
Oh, no. I'm not gonna eat you. I'm just having fun with you on account of being so bored.
Why are you so bored? You're the king of the forest.
Yeah. You know, I left home to become king. It sounded like fun, but in these modern times, the forest is actually run by representative governments. I'm a figurehead. Smile and wave, smile and wave. Boring. Plus, there's no decent food around here.
Well, these woods are full of rabbits and squirrels.
Yeah, but they won't let me eat them. Children's film.
Oh...
You know what I really love? Cotton candy. Try to find that in the forest.
Ugh. Aren't we going someplace that has cotton candy?
Why, yes. Yes, we are. Want to go to the land of Oz?
He's buying.
Hey, it's the toad.
What are we waiting for?
It's time to see the wizard. The whimsical wizard of Oz.
There it is!
The Land of Oz.
Funnest place on Earth.
Now I finally get to do what I want to do. Come on, I'll race you across this field of flowers.
Now we see the city and it's looking very pretty. And we're happy and we're hopping and the fun is never stopping.
Hey, I don't think these are flowers.
I think you're right.
These aren't flowers at all. They're...
What?
Puppies.
Puppies?
Oh, field of puppies.
Puppies. I love puppies.
They're so cute.
We can't stop now.
The cotton candy. The rides.
Oh, puppies.
Just a few minutes.
No time for puppies. We're so close.
Stay on target. Stay on target!
Now we see the city and it's looking very pretty and we're happy and we're hopping for the puppies with our stuffies.
Excellent! Looks like we need to take a little trip to the land of Oz.
Oh, can we ride the roller coaster?
No, we're not going to ride the roller...
What about that spinny ride where you stick to the wall?
I said no! No rides!
Funnest place on Earth! Tell me, what do you want to do?
Well, the lion, he wants cotton candy. Uh-huh. And the Tin Man wants roller coasters. Uh-huh. And the Scarecrow, he wants one of those rides where you spin and the bottom falls out.
Oh, my. And what about you, sir?
Well, I just want to do whatever I want.
Then you've come to the right place. But first, there is the topic of financial remuneration.
Remunahoonie?
What?
Money. Getting what you want has a price, you know.
Oh, right.
And now, whatever you want.
Oh, yeah!
Okay!
Ho, ho, ho! You'll have fun, fun, fun as you go, go, go with a ho, ho, ho and a hoo, hoo, hoo. Every thrill, thrill, thrill just for you, you, you. And you'll eat a lot of candy as you ride the ride so dandy. Do as much as you can stand, then a little bit more. You'll go around again. In the blender you will blend, and the fun will never end like it did before. And you'll hop, 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 then you'll drop, drop, drop. Never stop, stop, stop. There's no time to pause. Don't need mom or dad. They might think it's bad. All the fun you've had in the land of Oz.
With a ho, 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 fun, 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 as we go, 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 with a ho, 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 and a hee, hee, hee.
Every thrill, 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 just for me, hee, hee.
And we'll eat a lot of candy as we run the ride so then we do as much as we can stand it in a little bit more. Then we'll go around again, and the thunder we will find,
and our fun will never end like it did before.
Then we'll hop, hop, hop,
then we'll drop, 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 never stop, 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 then we'll try to pop.
Don't eat mom or dad, they might think it's bad, all the fun we had in the land of Oz.
Again!
That was great! But don't you have one of those bouncy castles where you jump around and knock your heads together?
My boy, you've only scratched the surface of the whimsical land of Oz. Through this gate, you'll find even more thrills, chills, and delicious dessert items.
Great! Let's do it, guys!
I'll be right there.
Right after I catch my breath. We're not as young as you. Oy.
I'll check it out first. It won't open. Why won't it open?
Oh, I see the problem. You simply need to make another deposit. Fun has its price.
You got more money, right?
No. I don't have any more. That was everything.
Oh.
But to be honest, my tummy ain't feeling so good. My mother had this tea she'd give me when my stomach was upset. I kind of miss her, come to think of it. I'm gonna go back home.
You know, I think I had enough spinning to last me a while. I'm going home, too. The roller coasters were great. Thanks, Darby. But I miss my mom and dad.
Go home, son. There's nothing for you here.
Home.
Remember how much your dad loves you, Darby.
Love has its limit. Do what you want to do. Do something he don't like, then see how far his love goes.
I'm done with this lousy farm.
Now, son, that's for your future. Your future. Your future. Your future. Your future.
I can't go home. My dad could never forgive me for what I've done. I can't go home. Can't you let me try some more rides? You said I could do what I want.
You're out of money, kid.
But you can do anything. You're a wizard.
Look, kid, I'm not really a wizard. There's no magic here. I'm just a businessman trying to make a living.
But the poster said this is the funnest place on Earth. And right now, I'm not having very much fun.
Does it look like it's open?
I think
new
so.
Customers. Not now, kid.
see what kind of food they've got.
This place is a joke.
Please don't do this.
This was supposed to be fun. Stay away, everyone. The wizard, he just wants your money. Oh, I see. You want to get rid of me. Well, you'll get rid of me, all right. I'm going to go and tell everybody how much this place stinks. And then I'm going to make sure everybody knows.
So long, kid.
Whoa!
And now you. Here, puppy. You. Welcome, travelers, to the Land of Oz. Funnest place on Earth.
Toot-toot! Toot-toot! Oh, Dad, I'm so sorry.
Boo-hoo! I miss my daddy!
What do you want?
I want you to know. To know what it feels like to be alone. But it looks like you're taking care of that yourself. Enjoy your new home. Come on, minions.
Somewhere beyond the barn, far from my father's arms, it's what I thought was best. Didn't see how I was blessed. Now I'm somewhere beyond the barn. How could I have been so foolish? Even my dad's farmhands have it better than this. That's it! I'll go back to my dad and I'll ask him for a job! I don't deserve to be his son anymore. But maybe he'll hire me to work on the farm. Now, how do I get out of here?
Perhaps I can be of assistance.
What?
Hey there! How's it going?
How did you find me?
You got your dog to thank for that. So, how are we gonna get him out?
We need a helicopter, 200 yards of steel cable, and 1.5 pounds of margarine.
I'll check my pockets.
No, wait! The window has a latch! I can't reach it!
Hey, I got an idea. Unstuff me!
Huh?
Unstuff me! I'm full of straw! Take half the straw out and you can squeeze me through the bars! No, really! It'll work!
I don't feel good about this.
It kind of tickles. Okay, I think that'll do it. Now push me through. I'll get the latch. I feel kind of lightheaded. Got it. Now push on the window. No, wait!
Scarecrow!
Saved by a nose.
So, how do we get down now?
Hey, the pile of straw. We can jump onto it.
That's no pile of straw. That's me.
Oh, you're right. Mind if we jump on you?
Be my guest. I'm an angel.
You're saved, Dobby.
Great. Now we just need to get back up to the window.
In our defense, I don't think your dog fully explained the situation to us.
Can someone give me a hand? I'm all over the place.
That'll work. This way!
Minions!
Rid of you!
Next idea?
Try the front door?
Okay.
I'm out of here. Back up.
Oh, no. It's that strange, boy.
Now you're gonna get it. You and all your friends are gonna wish you were back in that dump.
Are you melting?
No, but I'm all wet. What'd you go and do that for? I wasn't gonna hurt you.
Chester! Chester, where have you been? We've been looking all over for you!
Mom?
Why are your friends dressed up like evil minions? Why was your closet full of these munchies?
You'd better have a good explanation for this, young man.
But you,
Boys, put down those mops. You can put an eye out. Well, we'll talk about this later.
Come on home, Chester. And don't forget, you need to finish packing. We're going to your cousin Bobby's in Kansas.
Oh, you can go. Sorry.
We can go home!
We can go!
Did you hear that?
We can all go home!
Don't you want to go home, Dobby?
I don't even know how.
Oh, look, it's Splenda. Perhaps she can help.
All right.
Yes. Splenda? What
are
they?
That?
You want to go home, don't you?
More than anything. Can you take me there?
No. But I have something that can help you, Dobby.
Toot, toot, toot.
Toot, toot, toot.
They wouldn't be shiny red slippers, would they?
No, silly. I brought your starship back to you.
Oh, terrific.
Now come along, get inside. Don't dilly-dally.
Inside hat with you.
Shiny hat. Fine.
Okay. Now what?
It's your starship. You should know. I have it. Just say, I want to go home. Click, click, click.
Ma'am?
Trust me.
I want to go home. Click, click, click.
Whoa! Thank you for your help! I'll miss you all very much!
Come back anytime!
We've searched everywhere within 100 miles. There's no sign of him anywhere.
Darby?
I'll just say, Dad. Mr. O'Gill? Farmer O'Gill, sir?
Darby!
I was wondering if I could have a job. If I could work for you?
Darby!
Farmer O'Gill, sir? I was wondering if you needed any...
Darby! My son!
I could work!
My son! My son! Don't just stand there. Get a cake. Get ice cream. Go rent one of those big bouncy castles. We're gonna have a party.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Right, get
away.
Right on it.
I don't get it. Didn't he run off and spend all the money?
My son was lost, but now he's found. He was dead to me, but now he's alive again. Join the party.
Okay.
Dad? I'm sorry.
I know, Darby. I know. It's okay.
I love you today, and I love you tomorrow. I love you as deep as the sea. I love you in joy, and I love you in sorrow. You can always come home to me. You can always come home. Always come home, always come home to me.
I love you, little mister.
I love you, big mister.
Oh, man, Bob. That was the happiest ending ever.
I'm glad you liked it, Larry.
He even got to jump on the bouncy thingy.
Yep, it all worked out.
Let's watch it again.
I don't think we have time for that, Larry. We're over here by QWERTY to talk about what we learned today.
Life's too long, God has a lot to say.
Can we just watch the ending again?
No, Larry.
You see, we know God's word is for everyone. And now that our song is done, we'll take...
What about the bonus features?
Larry, we need to finish the show.
Sorry. Can I watch it with the sound down?
No! Darby took his dad's money and ran away from home because he thought it would make him happier. But being away didn't make him happier. And after what he did, he was afraid to come back. Afraid his dad wouldn't love him anymore.
But what's that have to do with us?
Well, you see, the story of the prodigal son is about how much God loves everyone. Jesus told that story to teach us something about God.
You're losing me, Bob.
Well, let's see if QWERTY has a verse for us. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. 1 John 3:1. Darby's dad in the story is like God, and Darby, he's just like Felix, and everyone else for that matter. What Jesus was telling us in his little story about a father and a son is that God's love has no limits. It goes on forever. No matter what you've done, no matter how far you've run away, you can always come back to God. And when he sees you coming, he'll pick you up and he'll just keep hugging you.
So, what about my dad and the aardvark?
Well, Larry, your dad loves God and he loves you. I bet he'll show you the same kind of love.
Oh, good. 'Cause the other day I was playing with his chameleon.
Maybe you need to be a little more careful.
Oops.
Well, Felix, you can always go back to God. He can't wait to see you.
And remember, kids, God made you special.
And he loves you very, very much, no matter what.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
Dream
really do come true.
He's right.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Goodbye, clouds. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away up above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. There they go now. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why, oh, why my mom, I'll be right here.
Thank you.